It's called protein degradation. And if you're a bad protein in a cancer cell, you'd better get your affairs in order. Because now, thanks to Dana-Farber's foundational work, protein degradation can target cancer-causing proteins and destroy them, right inside the cell. This take-no-prisoners approach is making a difference in multiple myeloma and other blood cancers, and is how Dana-Farber is working to treat previously untreatable cancers. Learn more at danafarber.org/everywhere.
Easing tensions between the U.S. and North Korea, and why popcorn sales in Saudi Arabia might be about to pop. Live from London, this is the Marketplace Morning Report from the BBC World Service. I'm Anu Anand. Good morning. Facebook has unveiled an opt-in policy for users to approve use of their data for things like facial recognition and targeted ads. CEO Mark Zuckerberg plans to meet leading EU regulators this week amid calls for more data protection. Dean Armstrong is a specialist in data and cyber law in London.
Facebook at the moment, because it's a US-based company, is not subject to GDPR, but because of the effect it'll have on potential advertisers or people that do business, it'll have to comply at least with the spirit. Consent is a very difficult term. It has to be unambiguous, it has to be clear, and it has to be informed and effective. What you can't do is get these services unless you consent. Facebook might find itself isolated if it doesn't comply with the spirit. And it will have to be the spirit, because otherwise the EU won't sanction data transfers.
What do you think this means going forward, both for Facebook? There have been warnings that user numbers could drop, but also for the idea of targeted advertising, because it works.
The whole purpose of the business model for Facebook is to say, we do need your information to target advertisers. GDPR says you're in control of your own data in those circumstances. What we're seeing at the moment is the beginnings of the playing out of that conflict.
It feels like this is the first step in kind of going back to traditional advertising, which is just there's a message, take it in or ignore it.
It may very well be, as I say, because you can't use too much automation unless you've got the people's consent.
Dean Armstrong, let's do the numbers. Global stocks are higher as investors remain cautiously optimistic about a thaw in relations between the U.S. and North Korea. A report overnight said the CIA's director met Kim Jong-un in a top-secret visit. So is the relationship between Pyongyang and Washington improving? The BBC's Stephen McDonnell has this.
It's certainly a step back from the hostile rhetoric we had just a few months ago. I mean, all this talk of Little Rocket Man and dotard. And now that Mike Pompeo, the CIA director, has had this secret meeting in North Korea, it seems, and that Donald Trump is subsequently saying that this means the meeting is going ahead in early June, I think there is some cause for optimism. Now, whether that leads to some sort of ongoing stability on the Korean Peninsula, well, that's another question. You know, there's also talk of a treaty, because people will remember that the Korean War isn't technically over, although hostilities finished back in the 50s, that two sides are still technically at war. That's a potential olive branch to give the North Koreans. You know, if you give up nuclear weapons, well, we'll sign a peace treaty on this is coming from the South Korean and US allied side.
Stephen McDonnell. The world's biggest theater company, AMC, opens its first venue in Saudi Arabia later today after a decades-long ban on cinemas was lifted a few months ago. Hajar Al-Naim is a Saudi filmmaker who's recently judged a rare homegrown film festival.
Yeah, I'm getting a lot of calls right now. Did you get a ticket? Please, can you get me a ticket? A lot of people are fighting to get tickets. They don't know who is the source. But I haven't gotten a ticket yet. And as I said, I'm waiting for a miracle to happen for me to go. Finally, we have a theater that we can watch movies, maybe just driving 5 minutes away from my home, which is great and exciting.
AMC CEO Adam Aron is also in Riyadh for the launch.
This is quite the historic day. We open tonight with Black Panther, the third highest grossing movie of all time in the United States. There will be about 500 VIP invited guests. Big party. The Minister of Culture and Information, who is in charge of the whole movie industry, every facet of it in Saudi Arabia, will be there tonight to cut the ribbon with us. And then off to watch Black Panther together. So it's a very big day, and we're all quite excited.
It gives Saudi Arabia an economy that diversifies away from oil, more jobs, but it also gives you access to a country with a high GDP, a young population, and good disposable income.
That's all true. This is the 20th largest economy in the world. They don't have a single open movie theater in this entire country as we speak. This is a staggering opportunity, really. We have partnered with the Sovereign Wealth Fund of Saudi Arabia, the Public Investment Fund, and our plan is to open as many as 100 theaters over the next decade. Over the next 3 to 5 years, we expect to open 40 to 50 theaters in 15 Saudi cities. We'll be all over this country.
How much of Black Panther is going to have to be cut in order to be suitable for a Saudi audience?
I'd rather stay away from the specific edits, because I think rather than focusing on what's not there, we should focus on what is there. These studio edits have all been approved by Disney, the studio. They've all been approved by the filmmakers at Marvel.
But who's going to decide what movies AMC screens in Saudi Arabia?
AMC is going to decide what movies we screen in Saudi Arabia. And we will take each one to the government and make sure that we've gone through the appropriate editing process for the region.
Last question, Adam. Is there going to be popcorn?
The Minister of Culture and Information himself said to me 2 weeks ago in Los Angeles, I want to smell the smell of buttered popcorn. And we, in fact, transported popcorn poppers in from abroad. And we were busy all night yesterday making regular popcorn and caramel popcorn. Yes, there will be a lot of popcorn and a lot of Coca-Cola.
Adam Aron, and lots of popcorn in Riyadh, Saudi Arabia. That's it from me in London. I'm Anu Anand with the Marketplace Morning Report, coming to you from the BBC World Service.
The world can be a confusing place for kids, and finding the words to explain it all can be tricky, too. Introducing Million Bazillion, a Webby-winning podcast from Marketplace that takes your kids on exciting adventures to answer the awkward and complex questions they have about money. Each week, we tackle hard-hitting inquiries from kid listeners like,
what is a college account and how does it work?
I want to know what unions are and what they are for.
Why does the U.S. have so much gold in Fort Knox and what do they use it for?
Help your kids understand how money fits into the world around us. Listen to Million Bazillion wherever you get your podcasts.